Hello, everybody. I'm George from Ireland. Well, this is about Wes Streeting because people are talking about him as the next prime minister, and he's been plotting. Everybody knows that. Now, Starmer is in such a feeble position that he dare not sack Wes Streeting from the cabinet because he thinks I just can't have more resignations, more people lost, and then it's a bit like John Major said about people briefing against him in his cabinet. There'd just be one more of the bastards out there. Trying to bring him down. There's enough internal opposition. So Wes Streeting is safe for the moment. So Wes Streeting wouldn't be the standard bearer of the right of the party. But he's made little secret of his prime ministerial ambitions. So everybody knows that he's been sharpening his knife for Starmer's back. And had Streeting gone all out for it yesterday, he might have been able to bring Starmer down, which wouldn't automatically mean that Streeting would be elected leader of the Labour Party and then Prime Minister. In fact, I think it's more likely that Angela Rayner would win, as I say. And then Streeting, whatever else you say about him, he is not thick. He's highly intelligent as well as having that low cunning. So he calculated that he stands a better chance of being Prime Minister if he remains loyal for the moment. And he doesn't want to be seen the one who strikes the fatal blow against Starmer. That would reduce his chances. Let somebody else do it. Let Starmer resign of his own accord, which is clearly a matter of time. It's going to be 3 months at the outset, and then he can step in to pick up the pieces. So we know that he is not like Morgan McSweeney. Was not clapping for Morgan McSweeney when Mr. McSweeney, when they sort of said a goodbye to him as the chief of staff. Who resigned on Sunday. But wait a second, if Morgan McSweeney is so disgraced, if he had to resign because Mandelson was his bright idea, why on earth did he give him a round of applause? You see the massive problem he's caused for the Labour Party. I mean, fair enough, the buck stops with Starmer. That's the advice. Starmer's free to reject that advice. He rejects advice all the time. You get contradictory advice, and that's what leadership is choosing the right advice to follow and disregarding unsound advice. Anyway, so where's Streeting? He's a Londoner. He never knew his father, so he grew up in a working class household. I think he's an only child, and he's often told moist tales of penury. And he hated conservative politicians saying, "Oh, we shouldn't be paying so much in benefits to single mothers." He said, "They're talking about me." So he joined the Labour Party. So he's always exploited this and said how he was nearly aborted. But pull up the ladder behind you, why don't you, Wes? He's got absolutely no sympathy for children who are victims of these and saying, "Oh, yes, we have to be kind to these people." But it didn't stop him voting for the two-child benefit cap. So he'll always exploit his supposedly deprived childhood, yet at the same time, he's going to do nothing for those who are in poverty. So anyway, he went to Hertford College, Oxford, which has got a policy discriminating against public school applicants. I graduated there in PPE, if I got that right. And like a lot of Labour MPs, he's never worked outside politics, elected to Parliament quite young, about the age of 30. And he's telegenic. He's a highly effective media performer, knows just what to say. Someone fastidious about his appearance. So, how would I put it? Someone who is a control freak, really. You see the hair and very concerned to have such pretty eyebrows. Does he wear makeup? It's almost certain. He's openly homosexual. All right, nothing wrong with that. And there he is representing Ilford North, the seat which he narrowly won. There was a major challenge from, was it the Green Party? And then he was a bosom friend of Peter Mandelson. But a Peter Mandelson has to be cast into the outer darkness because he was a crony of Epstein. That reflects discredit on Wes Streeting, who, knowing this, was a protege of Peter Mandelson. Anyway, but Wes Streeting, he's come in as health secretary, trying to reform the National Health Service, and junior doctors are now to be called resident doctors. I just call them junior. Wow, it's so demeaning to be called junior. Now you're resident. And okay, they've stuffed their minds with gold, as Nye Bevan would have said, but they're talking about strike action now. So how is he going to introduce AI? There's some resistance from the medical profession. Some of these robots can do surgeries, more efficiently, faster than surgeons. Surgeons don't like it. And some of these senior NHS people, they don't want to work on weekends or antisocial hours. Tough. It doesn't matter what you want. It's what's best for the patients. That's what it's about. And they're unwilling to accept that. So Streeting is an evil, evil, cruel, violent bastard. But that goes down very well in the Labour Party. But perhaps he's too vain, seen as too up himself and stuff like that. And didn't have quite the school of hard knocks of Angela Rayner. Goodness. And then he claims to be a practicing Christian. Maybe he is, but no suffer the little children to come unto me. He's got absolutely no mercy for the weakest, for the most vulnerable in society. He absolutely hates them. So he's a truly vile specimen. He's lower than pond scum, but that will be no barrier to him staying high in politics. So it's really between him and Angela Rayner. He's the right of the party. He's not loony left. He's well-informed. He has cognitive abilities. He's aware of his deficits. He's willing to seek advice and stuff like that, and to read up on things, said to be respected by his civil servants. And then he's not too young either. He's almost 40 now. But goodness, so what would it... what we wouldn't be crazily left wing, wouldn't realize that they wouldn't, if he became prime minister, would realize there's not a magic money tree. So we're not going to spend like Angela Rayner. He wouldn't be like throwing benefits and saying, well, why doesn't everybody just like not work? Angela Rayner's great idea. He's quite a Europhile. I think he would stealthily try and lead the United Kingdom back into the European Union. Maybe step one, join the common market. The United Kingdom initially has parried that offer only about a month ago. I'm not sure what else he would do. He's quite an Atlanticist, though he's sometimes said how much he detests the Trump administration. I think he would do a lot to kowtow to Donald J. Trump. So goodness, he'd be the first openly gay prime minister of the United Kingdom. So far as I know, there's never been a closeted gay prime minister of the UK as well. In that sense, he's a minority hire. Now, he's really got to play that card, because as a white male, that's not a good look. Labour's the anti-white party, the anti-male party. So he's got to say, oh, well, queer theory, being homosexualist is such a drastically different experience from being straight, that really I'm a persecuted minority. We're so oppressed and stuff like that. So he could come in, but maybe somewhat lacking the common touch. He's maybe not quite such a disgrace as Angela Rayner in. So it could happen. I give it like about a 40% chance of it happening. And yeah, he had that golden opportunity. The opportunity may not knock again, and then his courage failed him. But I probably was actually astute not to do that at the moment, because it's a poison chalice, the Labour leadership. Even with the best leader, they're going to come in for a drubbing on the 7th of May. I mean, they might retain control in Wales with the new Prime Minister. There's a slim chance they could win back Holyrood. And the English local elections, well, that's quite varied. They could have a decent performance in the English local elections. They've been losing council seats in by-elections like Billio for the last year, and they could regain a lot of them, you know, if they got an excellent prime minister. I'm not sure that's him. So don't rule it out. Could well happen. And even as Prime Minister Angela Rayner, he'll presumably have some sort of a role in cabinet. I wouldn't put it past him to refuse to serve under her, go off in high dudgeon and think that it will come to him at some point. We shall see. So watch out. Absolutely foul, dangerous, murderous bastard, like almost every Labour politician. So what can I say? That's the world we live in, that evil, cruel, vicious people rise to the top. And Peter Mandelson, he's in the halfpenny place compared to Streeting.